Blog Talk Radio.
To the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokua, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African Hudu world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Saturday, October 16th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, universally, quantum, metaphysically, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tire Mecca in the legendary and historic, beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick of knowledge and wisdom, of healing life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And this is the Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes Hour. I would like to greet each and every one of you humbly for being present with me here on Block Talk Radio, area code 434 times 2, Divine Peace and Blessings for being present, area code 901, that's Memphis, Memphis in the house, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity, 312, Chicago, area code 314, St. Louis, 212, Chicago, New York, area code 202, Washington, D.C., peace and blessings to each and every one of you, and of course, 504, New Orleans. Each and every one of you present with me in the chat, Kyla Hott, our faithful community member, also the creator of the angelic soaps found in the Queen's Chamber, Divine Peace and Blessings. Nubian Jewels, Divine Peace and Blessings to you, Nubian Jewels. You can find Nubian Jewels also in the Queen's Chamber with her website, www.nubianjewels.biz. Experience Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle at one centralized location, www.nubianjewels.biz. As well, Kyla Hott and her delicious, tasty-looking angelic soaps can also be found in the Queen's Chamber. Her website link is a little long, so I never read it out loud. You will have to go to the Queen's Chamber and click on the Read More link. I would also like to remind you that my very special sister priestess and authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, can be found in the Queen's Chamber, Gogo, Nana, Ilani, Omare. Also, my very special friend and honored elder, Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist, as well as her original and handcrafted African jewelry and jewelry products can be found in the Queen's Chamber. Also look for some of my top readers in the Queen's Chamber. See what Juana Richa can do, unlimited joy, and Divine Bonterre in the Queen's Chamber, respectively, but also the King's Chamber, where you can listen to Papa Say in archive virtually 24 hours a day and 7 days a week in the Queen's Chamber. And I will be adding more posts and information as well as community members to the King's Chamber in coming days, so please do check back on a regular basis. Again, today is Saturday, October 16th. 2010, and we are operating in a Libra lunation and Aquarius moon, with moon in its first quarter phase under a Libra sun. This vibration emphasizes balance, but also clarity of thought and understanding. And I will be speaking a little bit more on that clarity as we move forward tonight. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, universally, quantum, metaphysically, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of love, power, and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please also recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Again, know that I have several other virtual temple groups within my House of Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of virtual simple groups of various Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And again, those links begin in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We will be forward with the meditation and more of the Divine Prince live and in archive from New Orleans and Lafayette Cemetery No. 2 momentarily. I would also like to remind you of my live listen-in and call-in number during each and every live broadcast. Area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question or concern at my earliest convenience in the show. I will also take one or two reading calls this evening. I have two lines still yet available, so please do get your call in. Area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Papa loco mwemra wiagoe. Papa loco mwemra wiagoe. Papa loco mwemra. Vena si bade mole si bueno batala wama. Si ni bofe pounou la bon Dieu va aider nous. Thank you.
divine all blessings, peace, and prosperity. If you can hear me now, please, someone just press number one. Yeah. It is from the point of silence that all life sprang, and now, too, from a point of silence, we shall begin. In this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We conquer you and put you under our foot within this divine moment. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, revelation and manifestation into our divine earth plate existence for manifestation and ultimate elevation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Agums and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate your names and enliven our lives with your divine wisdom and presence. May we forever give your name praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration here in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it, as we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground. Let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciation, and that they project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of us all. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us and ever stood with us, allow the smell of the frankincense and myrrh burning in the air to cleanse and purify your light bodies and intentions. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine cosmic crystalline universe, reverberating, reordering, and rebalancing us ever steady back into the light and God conscious in body, reminding us all that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ishu ale guana kofiwere awu umlo oso niwo ara afan bo si o basala ni ita ni ibo onio abani shu. Ishu is reflected, respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one verse in Mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls the scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. Aboryu, aboye, abushishe, ashe. May our evils be accepted. May our evils allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, ashe, ashe, and amen. If you are present with me now in the chat room and you can hear me, please do press the number 1 in the chat. Some of you are hearing me, some of you are not, and I want to be sure that there isn't a problem. Can I be heard? Can I be heard? Okay, I'm going to play a short musical selection, and then I will be forward momentarily. I will also be going to the phone lines immediately after the song. Area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. Area code 662, you will be first. Anyone else who does have a question or comment, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question or comment momentarily. Divine peace and blessings.
I'm gonna get it.
want to remind you to join me here every day at high noon for the Power Lunch here on Block Talk Radio. Also, each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and also on Saturday evenings, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. I'm going to go to the phone lines, area code 662.
Yes, I'm going to acknowledge that area code.
Divine peace and blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Lisa Jeffrey, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Mississippi. If I can acknowledge you right, I think to say Aboru Aboye, and I just have one question.
Sure.
Yes, the question that I have is that basically I have gone through some ceremonies as far as dealing with Afa. And as well as during that particular ceremony, in the Yebe Mummy Wata Vodun, it was said that to me, it was divine for me that I am to be what they would call an Amangasi in the Yebe culture. But my question is concerning the supreme being, whom most people would call God or a divine consciousness or the higher self or whatever the case may be, in African culture, how would, as far as to not deal with the lesser spirits like the Egun or the Orisha or the Vodou, how would you address and how should we look at what we would call, what most people call God, the Yoruba called it Olodumare, and et cetera. How should we look at that? Should we look at it being a part of us? Should we look at that as being outside of us, or, should we look at that as being just a principle? How should we look at that?
Yes, that's a wonderful question, particularly for those who are not familiar. Now you said African culture, but I knew what you meant. Now, when you say African culture, understand that spiritual paths are ethnic specific. Now, you mentioned that you were initiated under Ifa.
Yes.
So the supreme being in Ifa is Odumare.
Odumare. Yes.
And Odumare is representative of very much akin to how he's represented in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. He's seen as the supreme deity, sort of loftier in a sense that he does not have the time to deal with our, I'll say, petty little everyday earthly-based existence.
Right.
And that's where the creation of the Orisha and the deity and the angelic forces came into play. But in all Pan-African ATR, indigenous-based religions, there is a belief and an understanding in a supreme deity. He's just seen as being sort of remote and separated from us by consciousness as well as by time and expression. Even in the Bible, it talks about unto God, a day could be thousands of years or something like that.
Yeah,
like scripture.
Yeah, it says one day.
So
there's
intra-dimensional difference between where those highest levels of vibration are and where we are. So they sort of trickle down, if I may use that terminology, to us in these lower forms and in these lower energies. But there's definitely a supreme, all-creating, all-powerful deity in Ifa, that's Odumare, but in traditional Pan-African religions in general.
Okay.
It's just not often known among many of the common laypersons, particularly those who truly haven't committed themselves to the path and to understanding the inner workings of the path. It's quite a complex cosmology, much akin to the ancient Kemetic cosmology, which many people today find rather complex when it's mirrored against the Christian, Islamic, Judaic mirror of this one supreme being and everything else is really just an unknown void.
Right.
But there's a very complex system of powers and deities and elements that supreme creators have put into place to keep all of this operating.
Okay. Okay, now, with that basically being said, as far as that even in, I know in Ebe culture, the supreme being, and even with Fon, with the Fon ethnicity group, they called that supreme being Nanabaluku, and it was Nanabaluku who gave rise to Mawu and Lisa. Now, the question that I have is that even when in the Yoruba system, with Lolo Dumari or Nanabaluku, do you publicly pray to the supreme being, or do you leave that prayer for your Egun, your ancestors, and as well as the Orisha or the Obosom or the Vodou and the lower deities?
Yeah, technically, it's almost seen as being disrespectful, for lack of a better word, almost mocking in a sense, to publicly placate Odumare.
Okay.
It will almost be, let me think of something. Okay, I'm going to give you a very earth-based example. It will almost be like one of us walking up to the White House and demanding to speak to Barack Obama right now.
Right,
you know,
right.
I have a question.
Right.
I want the president to answer my question right now. And there's
right.
a chain of what do you call it, a hierarchy.
Right.
A chain of action that we follow. Now, we
right.
constantly give placation and praise to Odumare and to our supreme powers by living the path, actively
okay.
committing to the path. And by
okay.
your altar work, which generates and vibrates that continuous energetic connection to the supreme being. But
right.
your second answer is probably more appropriate in that we placate the deity, the connection that you have the most familiarity with.
Okay. Okay. Now let's just say for those you know who are not committed to the path, and they really don't have no type of understanding exactly what to do. And you just basically confirmed that you really don't publicly pray to the supreme being. You do that by living out the path. How should they go about praying? I mean, should they even if they don't know any deities or whatever? How should they go about trying to pray and to do? You know, what if they don't know about an altar? Let's just say that they use the earth as their altar. How should they go about praying and bringing about supplications and things like that to the supreme being, in that sense?
And, again, that's a wonderful question. I'm glad you're asking it. It gives me the opportunity to share things that I otherwise would not think to answer
yes.
on air because I'm doing it every day.
Okay.
But the answer is laden in that one symbolic word you used, which was earth. So if
okay.
you have not that connection, that formalized initiation or formalized ritualized process, you go to your ancestors.
Oh.
You call on the Most High and the Supreme Being, but you go directly to your ancestors. They
okay.
know you, they know what you need, they know who you're connected to. They can see beyond what we can't see, beyond the veils, as it were.
Right.
I began this journey when I was going through, I call it a transition, between my Christian-based foundation and moving towards the more Afrocentric. And let me be clear. Originally, my focus was not Afrocentric. It was just understanding. I
wow.
just wanted
okay.
some real understanding. I was confused about God and religion, and I just wanted some understanding.
Yeah.
So I went to God, and the first response, the first emissaries that he sent to my aid were the ancestors.
Wow, okay.
And my grandparents and my family members began coming through to me in my dream state and even in my waking state during my meditation,
wow.
telling me that I needed to go back to the beginning in order to understand the future.
Yeah.
That's what carried me personally back to Africa. And for me,
okay.
I originally landed in Egypt because I had
wow.
an affinity for crystal and stone, and I want to understand, well, why are they burying them with all of these gems? What's that
yeah.
really, really all about? And that was
yeah.
really going to be my topic tonight, was about that crystalline connection, because it's
okay.
latent in everything that we are, everything that we do. So from a metaphysical, scientific, and spiritual perspective. So
yes.
when you're not clear, clearly you seek your supreme being, but if you're not clear, you may not even be sure what that is within
exactly.
that moment.
Yes.
Particularly culturally, religiously, how it, you know, transcends down to that personalized connection. So
yeah.
I always go to the ancestors.
Okay. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to, you know, just to ask those particular questions because I know that, you know, there may be people that, you know, may be listening to it, and I know that you are already teaching on it, but just to kind of bring it into the awareness just so that people that have no understanding can kind of, like, kind of just get some questions in their mind and some clues and, you know, just to be brave enough to ask questions and everything like that about our spirituality and things like that.
That was a wonderful and a refreshing question.
Thank you.
I'm always
Thank
hoping
you.
To hear something other than how do I fix my love life. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Now let me ask you another question. As far as for people who want to know what spirits, what particular deities or what spirits that they may carry, do you do readings in that regard?
Absolutely, I do. I do definitions for crowning and for initiatory purposes. But also,
okay.
Just as a suggestion here on the air, again, I go back into spirit, I go back into history, you go back into your ancestry, and surely there will be a connection. Now, for me, again, my original point of interest was Egypt.
Right.
But as I continued to grow and evolve and began taking initiation processes and even studying things at the college, university level,
right.
I realized the interconnectedness to it all, to
okay.
what I felt connected to, eventually translated into who I really am today.
Okay.
So again, whatever calls you, read it, study it, resist jumping off into things, particularly when you're talking about money and time
right,
and resources.
Right.
That's where people tend to make their mistake.
Right.
And they begin to start looking for shortcuts and think they can buy their way to a shortcut. And it never
okay.
gives you the full understanding. You know,
right.
it'll give you title, it'll give you a piece of paper, it'll give you some lakeys and some implements,
yeah.
but it never really gives you the understanding that study
right.
and meditation can truly, truly
right.
do.
Right. Now, you don't do those. Now for those divinations, you don't do those on the air, do you?
No, I don't because they're too complicated.
Right.
There's
okay.
many things that I look at. Not only do I look at your birthday, time, location, I look at your family, and then I do the divination. And I'm sure, as you know, the Ifa divination is probably the most complex form
yes,
of
it
divination.
Is. Yes, yes.
With
yes.
all the variables involved and the numbers, and then the numbers translate into another system of oracles. So I don't
okay.
think I'm on here. It would just be too cumbersome and time-consuming. And many of the people
okay.
listening wouldn't understand it.
Right. So do you have a website or a phone number, like if somebody did want to get information as far as, like, with a crowning, with the crowning deity or just any type of Ifa or Ifa divination, do you have a contact number?
Sure. Absolutely always start any kind of connection with me through my website. www.houseofthedivineprince.com. www.houseofthedivineprince.com.
Okay, I got you. Okay, thank you so much. You can continue on. You can carry forward with the teaching. I'll just listen in.
Sure. I certainly appreciate your call and your questions. And go to my website. You can also go to my King profile, which is www.keen.com/divine+prince. But the easiest place to find me is the website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And you can find links to my king, my live persons, and many of my other virtual temple groups there. But the easiest and most convenient place to reach me is the website. And the second place in that list would be through my main king profile. Again, our listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. All of our lines are full right now, so if you're trying to call in to listen in or to get a reading, you may be having trouble right now getting through the lines. All the lines are full. And, of course, if you are on the line right now and you're just listening, but you do have a question or comment, as my neighbor did coming out of Mississippi, please do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will come right back to you and address your question or concern. We have about 18 minutes in the show, and I want to impart something to you real quickly before I move forward. Now, you may have heard me say in previous shows, creative space is the womb of the Great Mother. And energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed. And this is indeed true in hoodoo. That is the basis and the foundation of why I can say I specialize in results, difficult and blocked situations. Because every situation has a resolution. Every situation has a revolution. Sometimes that's hard to understand, that's hard to believe, that's hard to grasp based on where you are at any given moment within time space. But all energy that ever was, now is, or will ever be is already within our universal reality. The Big Bang created all the known energy in our universe. All matter is energy. Energy cannot be destroyed, only transformed. This is a scientific fact and a quantum, metaphysical, and magical reality. In the earliest creation stories of the world, the creation of life and existence began within or on the primordial mound. In fact, in Ifa and other paths of ATR, Ishu or Ilegwa began as a primordial mound, a female or asexual deity, and the mother father of all creation. It was from this place of understanding that all physical life sprang forth. And as the guardian of the cosmic crossroads, all things have their beginnings and endings with Papa Legba, as it were, at the center of our sphere of reality. Energy rotates out and returns to the center, again following a spherical, cyclical, circular pattern. While this is happening, a vortex of multiple planes of reality manifests multidimensionally. This is the secret. This is the mystery of all life, of all creative life, of the cosmos, of the universe, of the DNA pattern and chain, of Jacob's ladder. And I'm here right now to impart to you, this is the secret of crystalline manifestation. That energy, that burst, that primordial spark of all that is within our existence, it's crystalline in its very structure, in its very nature, in its very atomic makeup. And ultimately, crystalline in its understanding. The illusion of time in quantum atom theory, the illusion of time is created by wave-particle duality. And if you look at the two branches of the DNA, let's look at it as a ladder, and then you have those two longer lines, wavy pattern lines on the side, the wave-particle duality. But time needs a static reference frame to move again, and this is supplied by the photons and the electrons. So, again, when we look symbolically at the DNA ladder, we're going to say that that line across the middle would be that static reference point. There are waves of future probabilities and particles only in the moment of now. Right now, there are scientists all over the world still going through the complex process of breaking down what each particle, each piece of light, piece of material within this DNA structure means, what it represents, what it mirrors to us as a reflection of the past, the genetic history, as well as the future manifestation of cells, of particles, of light. This is why time only moves one way, forward, because the uncertainty principle only works for future events. We always know the momentum and position of a particle represented in the past. That's why it's easy to get stuck on the past. It's very easy to remember and reconstruct the past, particularly the negative of the past. It's the future that holds the uncertainty principle. So within the crystalline structure, the Greeks called it crystal because they thought it was crystals or ice or frozen ice. But that's interesting because symbolically it is a frozen snapshot, just like DNA, of the past, but also of the future. Excuse me. So right now in this divine moment, I want to impart to you to utilize this master teacher, this master prophet of light, as it comes to impart to us the divine lessons of clarity, of perfection, and divine formulation. Each aspect of the crystalline world, whether it be color, whether it be mineral makeup, whether it be mathematical, geometrical science, has a direct correlation to who we are, what we are, where we've been, and where we're going. And our eye, and I'm talking about our physical eye, is uniquely programmed, uniquely created to reflect back to us that light and that vibration, and solidifies our relationship to the crystalline kingdom as siblings to, as cohorts to our ultimate, not only physical manifestation, a spiritual manifestation. Quartz crystal, clear quartz crystal is 70% silicon dioxide, 70% water, just as our bodies are 70% water. They manifest, generally speaking, on a 7-tier ladder. And I'm not going to digress and take too much time to explain that tonight, but I want you to just take that in to your consciousness. It's real interesting, as I began my initial spiritual path, my first teacher was just plant seeds of understanding. He would tell me certain things without really explaining them. And then I would go back and I would meditate and I would have my dreams and my meditative state and would wake up sometimes the next day with almost a magical, supernatural download of understanding. So it's something about that seven. And we see that seven repeated in all world religions, even in the Bible. Seven is the divine number of creative season in the Bible. Things have a beginning and an ending with sevens. our body and all the cells in our body regenerate and recreate themselves every 7 years. There are seven major chakra centers, spinning wheels or vortex of energy within our body. Seven. For many years, science had an understanding of only seven major planetary bodies in our heavens. But we now know, just as with chakra centers, we now know that there are actually more than seven. But there are seven major vortexes of energy that we deal with right now here in this earth plane existence. And seven properties, major properties, within the crystalline structure. The ability to receive, to transmit, to store, to transmute, to reflect, to regenerate and reprogram energy. Our understanding, our access to spiritual power ultimately is about reprogramming, about changing how we see this reality, how we understand this reality, how we operate within this reality. When you're within the moment, all you can see is that limited scope of view. Let me tell you quickly, I've had some crazy calls in the last 2 days. I had at least 3 suicidal callers yesterday. And it made me really understand, not only from my personal experience, but from the experience of others, that within that moment, we can't see anything. Our vision is very limited to what we can see and perceive and believe, unless you have programmed yourself to naturally attune to a higher vibration. And we do that through thought, through meditation, through prayer, through mantra. That's why I say all is a blessing. All is a blessing. You'll never catch me, give a negative answer to how are you doing, what's up, what's going on. It's always going to be all is a blessing. I have made that the first frame of reference for all things that happen. It all manifests. And truly, it creates and recreates my reality. We've heard of people going into war, going into prison, going into isolation, and we will soon have stories from these miners coming out of that isolation that reconfirm to us that truly our reality is by and large a makeup of our understanding of that reality. And if you expect divine manifestation, you get divine manifestation. If you expect blockage, you will always be confronted with blockage. I know that seems so far-fetched when you don't get it. And then when you do get it, it seems like the most easiest thing to do and to understand. The only thing we truly can control is ourselves. And we are God. We are Goddess in body, in flesh, in manifestation. We are the ultimate divine creator for ourselves and for each other. So utilize your crystal. Allow it to teach you clarity, reflection, transmutation, how to maintain your foundation under any circumstance, under any condition. For those of you who have been purchasing your manifesting course, and you see those crystals that grow in to the stone and out of the stone and through each other, sometimes without breaking a line, without breaking a plane, and continuing on its path of divine clarity and perfection. Allow them to teach you that, how to remain clear in spite of what's going on around you, how to remain focused, how to remain powerful. I'm telling you, it can be done. I'm not teaching you something right now from some philosophical book perspective. This has been my personal life experience. Personal life experience. And I've been through some stuff, let me tell you. It may not sound like it to you right now, but I've been through some stuff. And let me quickly share with you, because I'm running out of time, as I often do. Two songs in particular, Carnelian Action, Carnelian. In this image, the male aspect of spirit has come to the end of his road. He must take action in order to move forward on his path, even though the way is difficult and the chasm deep. Carnelian is a variety of chaldoni that exhibits the brown, red, and orange range of color spectrum. It is an ally whose energies spark action and movement towards our goals and dreams. Carnelian's frequencies resonate on the physical plane, cleansing the blood, stimulating the creative and reproductive energies, and encouraging us to utilize our physical energies to affect change. Carnelian reminds us of the balance between connecting with the divine and actually taking action on the guidance and inspiration. And the other stone that I wanted to quickly share with you was black obsidian. I'm sorry, not black obsidian. Black tourmaline. Black tourmaline. I have about 60 seconds left, so I'm running out of time, and I'm just not going to be able to finish this tonight. So please do join tomorrow at 12 noon for the power lunch, and I will continue with black tourmaline. And I want to thank each and every one of you present here with me in the chat for being with us. Racism Not Anonymous, Warm Summer Wind, Queen B1, Nubian Jewels, both of our special guests, Fire Witch, Chandra, and Kalahat. Divine peace and blessings to both of you. And thank you so much for being present. Join me tomorrow at 12 noon. And also again at Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. All is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. For it's all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Divine peace and blessings.
Voici Jacques Marie nan poto, ba priye pe son nou bali la vie pou mwen. Voici Jacques Marie nan poto, ba priye pe son nou bali la vie pou mwen. Mel ganye ve, ou el ganye maling nan do, Saint Jacques bali la vie pou mwen. Mèm ganyen fè, nou el ganyen maling nan do, Saint-Jacques, bali la vi pou mwen. Soa Saint-Jacques mare nan poto, ba priye pe son do, bali la vi pou mwen. Soa Saint-Jacques mare nan poto, ba priye pe son do, bali la vi pou mwen. Mèm ganyen fè, nou el ganyen maling nan do, Saint-Jacques, bali la vi pou mwen. Mel ganyen fè, nou el ganyen maling nan do, Saint-Jacques, bali la vi pou mwen.
Du diable, vwe tou li, li an de la dani, de si vwe tou li an de la dani. Du diable, vwe tou li an de la dani, vwe la vi vwe tou li an de la dani. Di jou m'engage, ma kole. Je m'en vais, je m'en colle là, va des yeux à toi, mène un pied la dame. Dis-moi des yeux à toi, les yeux de la dame. Va des yeux à toi, les yeux de la dame. Je m'en vais, je m'en colle. Je m'en vais, je m'en colle, va des yeux à toi, les yeux de la dame.
Pito, pito, c'est un
Vida, vida, c'est moi, les moyens.
Papa loco muembra, agoe. Papa loco muembra, agoe. Papa loco muembra. Bena si ba de si bueno, bata la wama. Si ni bofe pour nous, la bon Dieu va aider nous.
Papa loco muembra.